From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Move over car washes and candy sales. Public schools are increasingly savvy about fundraising. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles, some school districts have amassed multi-million dollar endowments.
Bake sales of old never looked like this.
Today we're serving smoked chicken and sun-dried tomato roulade. As well, we're doing a chilled cantaloupe soup with champagne effervescence.
On this warm night on the Santa Monica Pier, about 300 well-heeled patrons gather under a tent for the kickoff of the local school district's $15 million endowment fund drive.
Tonight we're offering a snapper ceviche in a taco shell with avocado mousse and micro cilantro on top.
Guests have paid as much as $1,000 a ticket to support local arts programs in the Santa Monica Malibu Public School District. They also get front row seats to Jackson Browne's benefit concert later in the evening and a chance to rub elbows with a smattering of movie producers and TV stars, like Janelle Maloney, who plays Donna on the NBC drama The West Wing.
I'm a public school girl. I grew up on public school and arts education, and I feel like indebted to my art training, so it's important to me to do what I can to help.
While most schools don't have a local supply of movie stars and rock singers to tap into, many seek out their own local celebrities. Far from Hollywood, the principal of Las Palmas Middle School in Covina, Bob Casper, says he does his best.
Well, I'd love to have the West Wing people come over and take a look.
Casper has come to a small hotel conference room in nearby Pomona to learn how to get started in the world of school fundraising.
Hello, hello, we have a winner. We have three winners. Okay. Just back to your seat, please.
After a brief icebreaker, the group of 50 educators learned the basics of recruiting volunteers and starting a board of directors. Principal Casper says it's been a struggle to get a foundation going at his school, with his staff already stretched thin and parents struggling financially. But he says with deeper state cutbacks every year, he has to do something.
This has been a way for private schools to accomplish their goals for many, many years. It's time for public schools to get in on that also and be able to reap the benefits of a foundation.
There are more than 400 education foundations in California, and some have been around for more than two decades. Consultant Michael Pinto of Laguna Beach says creating an endowment makes more sense than having to constantly fundraise every year.
So imagine that you're working all year long, and you've come to the end of the year, you turn all the money over, and now you have to start over again. So each year, public school foundations are faced with the challenge of getting going again, reinstilling energy and excitement in the folks, and starting from scratch.
Only a handful of foundations in California are creating multi-million dollar endowments. But Howie Schaefer of the Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group Public Education Network says the trend towards large-scale fundraising in public schools could increase the achievement gap between the rich and poor schools.
We believe that there's a role for private money within a public school system. But the role of that money is to make sure that we lift up the performance of those low-performing schools before we tackle the needs of schools which are already doing a good job and are already advantaged.
So far in California, private fundraising accounts for only a small percentage of the school's budgets. In the Santa Monica Malibu District, 10% of the annual budget comes from fundraising, so administrators are trying to make sure to spread the wealth. Superintendent John Daisy wants to distribute profits to the schools with the greatest need. Some parents compare him to Robin Hood, but he says that students from the wealthier and the poorer elementary schools eventually end up together at the same high school.
In reality, we're also going to be all working together in 5 years. And I want the people who are taking care of me in the healthcare profession, flying my planes, fixing my cars, taking care of, you know, my banking, to have the exact same opportunities and skill sets.
Here we go. Dee da da da. Lots of air. One, two, ready.
A handful of tiny musicians stretch to reach the low notes on their trombones in this after-school music class at Edison Elementary. If fundraisers meet the endowment's goal of $15 million, these kids at the poorest school in the district can look forward to music classes for many years to come.
Don't forget to breathe.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Good. Okay.